This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So thank you for coming out on this Ash Wednesday. If it feels a little foggy in here, you're not imagining things. I was burning some incense earlier. So incense is a traditional way to cleanse a place. And here as we enter into the season of Lent, it's all about cleansing. Cleansing in so many ways, but most importantly, cleansing our heart as we prepare for the and waiting for the resurrection of Jesus. Earlier today, we did ashes to go. For those people who are too busy to come in and have a seat for a minute, right? We did ashes to go out here. We had around 50 people that came through. And the most thing that was most fun were there were carloads of children, parents taking their kids to school in the neighborhood and saw and pulled in to get their ashes as they headed off to school. And so as I was explaining, as I like to do to people, what Ash Wednesday is, what the season of Lent is, I'm thinking in my head, you know, how could I possibly explain this that these young people might understand? And so I started to tell people, the kids, I said, so you know how we get ready for Christmas, right? There's a tree and there's decorations and the music changes, right? If we're lucky, the season changes. And I said, so Lent, the season of Lent is sort of like that, except the way we get ready, not everyone can see. The way we get ready is the work that we do on the inside. The way we get ready for the holiday of Easter isn't wrapping presents on the outside, but being grateful for the gifts that we have on the inside. And so today when we hear Jesus, the gospel of Jesus today, and he's talking about, don't do all of those showy things in front of everybody, because Jesus is far more concerned about what's happening on the inside than what we're doing on the outside. Now, granted, yes, practices of piety, like coming to Ash Wednesday, joining in Holy Eucharist, prayer, those things do have an impact on us. Even the people who practice them, and we know, and I know you guys have been there too, you know those people who are so pious on the outside, but you know the real them, right? We've all encountered those people. And Jesus is inviting us, don't worry about that. Don't worry if people recognize your prayer life, because the truth is God knows what's on the inside. Don't worry if on the outside you look like a true follower of Christ because of the way you dress or the way you speak or the way you act or that you're in church every Sunday, because God knows what's happening on the inside. And so friends, the invitation to Lent is an invitation to prepare ourselves for the joyous celebration of the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Day. So just as we spend so much time preparing for Christmas, I invite us all to spend as much time this season of Lent preparing for Easter. And what does that look like? Well, it may look like a lot of different things. And only you know what those things are that keep you from the joy and love of God. Earlier today, I had a conversation with someone who came through and they said, you know, usually we give up something. Well, often people who practice Lent give up something. Maybe they'll give up caffeine or maybe they'll give up chocolate. I read something the other day and someone says, what if instead of giving up chocolate, we gave up anger? We gave up judgment. What if instead of giving up caffeine, we gave up bigotry? Or divisiveness. So as we think about these things that turn our heart toward God, it may be that we need to exercise more. It may be that we need to go to bed earlier. Those are all wonderful opportunities as well. But the invitation is really more. What is going to turn our heart closer to God so that when we come to celebrate on Easter Sunday, it's just as joyous as it is on those Christmas mornings. Think of all the preparations that come to make a Christmas happen. This is what the season of Lent is for. One of the things that I think that I will try to do this season is not only have more gratitude, but express it in different ways. Maybe some of you will get to experience what that might look like. There's other things too that one of my friends gave up one time. He says, "This Lent, I'm giving up complaining." And he was a complainer, you guys. And at seminary, this was when we were in seminary, we were all thrilled. He did pretty good, but many of us were quick to point it out to him at lunch, over lunch. Okay, there you go again with that complaining. But there are a lot of ways, friends, for us to really take a look at where our heart is. The invitation is not that what we do is externally says, "Look how holy and pious I am." Rather, it is to look inside and say, "God, where are my shadows and my darkness, and where can you turn those to light?" So as we come up in a few minutes for Holy Ashes, I do find it interesting that we spend a whole day celebrating what it means to be dead. But the truth is, because of what we have is life. And life is fuller and richer through Jesus Christ. So not only today is it a reminder of us being mortal, but it's a reminder of God's endless forgiveness and recognizing us as humans. Amen.